Hello and welcome to the WebSudden Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Pinterest is to launch its own search ads. Alibaba has invested heavily in Paytm and Snapchat has seen a fall in user growth. Pinterest has announced the introduction of search advertising. After testing the idea for some time, the introduction of the new ad product will make the app more attractive to marketers across the world. Pinterest's John Kaplan said that over 50% of its unique monthly users are accounted for by people using the platform to search for products and ideas, before adding that there were 2 billion searches on the site each month. Similar to the cost per click model used by Google, search ads on Pinterest will be sold via a digital auction. However, unlike Google's system, Pinterest's ads will be more likely to be focused on images. The company has also signed a deal with ad buying software company Kenshu in order to assist in getting the new system up and running quickly. Kaplan said of the rollout that it was a big new opportunity for marketers, since people searching on Pinterest are usually unsure of exactly what they're looking for, allowing brands to engage with new customers. Alibaba has made moves to hold just under 40% of shares in the Indian mobile payments company Paytm. On the 1st of February, it was shown that Alibaba.com in Singapore and Alipay had together bought the stake in Paytm and its e-commerce financial technology, meaning the parent company Alibaba is now set to become a large player in the Indian e-commerce market against Amazon and Flipkart. After being questioned about the regulatory filings, Alibaba told the Times of India that India was an important emerging market with great potential and that it was absolutely committed to developing it for the long term. The investment now means that Alibaba holds the largest share in Paytm's parent company, 197 Communications. Snapchat parent company Snap recently released figures that reveal a fall in the app's growth over the last 6 months. Whilst the app could boast an impressive 158 million daily users by the end of 2016, that represents just a 48% increase for the period in 2015, compared to 62% and 65% increases for Q3 and Q2, respectively, the figures demonstrated slowing user growth. In response to the decreasing growth, Snapchat has said that accelerated growth in user engagement earlier in the year, diminished product performance, and increased competition were to blame. Growth in the first 6 months was also shown to have been driven by increasing adoption rates in older demographics around the world. It's also been suggested by Snap that the introduction of Snapchat-style features on Instagram was having a direct effect on growth, as consumers' time was also shared between the two. Marketers will find it harder to target people through messenger apps after the EU drafted new rules to limit the user data companies can collect. The new proposed rules will make online messages, email, and voice-related services off-limits to marketers if the user has not given explicit permission for the data to be collected. A recent survey found that within markets such as the UK, around half of all internet users use Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, both of which have to stop storing information. Recent changes in data collection laws have been common in the EU. Added to the increasing legal implications, pressure from various European authorities has even forced Facebook to stop collecting WhatsApp data. And finally, Facebook has launched a fake news filter in France just ahead of the country's presidential election. The social network has responded to concerns from European leaders that such large volumes of misinformation spread across the site could influence voters. After last year's US election, Facebook faced criticism that it let so-called fake news spread across its site. The system means that if an article is reported as false by a user, it'll be transferred to a page where it can be accessed by 800 high-profile news sites where it can be checked. If it's judged as false, this will be flagged up on the Facebook story next to it with a link to support alternative claims and a warning to not share the story again. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.